Some news is good news on this moment of Indiana history. Those who waited on the home front of the Civil War endured long periods without news. Civil War historian James McPherson describes the spring and early summer of 1863 as a time when Northern morale descended into the slough of despond. Grant was still mired in the Siege of Vicksburg. The Union had lost the Battle of Chancellorsville to Lee. And by the end of June, the South was poised to invade Pennsylvania and once again attempt to take Baltimore and then Washington, D.C. Citizens of Marshall County in northern Indiana read their weekly newspapers with great anticipation. The Marshall County Republican, published in the county seat of Plymouth, supported the Lincoln administration and Governor Oliver Morton, and every Thursday printed as much news of the war as would fit. In the July 3rd issue, the ominous headlines forecasted the occupation of Pennsylvania and speculated that Baltimore was believed to be in danger. While Hoosiers read these predictions, the Battle of Gettysburg was in its third and final day. On July 6th, the Chicago Tribune was still uncertain as to the outcome, but the July 9th issue of the Marshall County Republican clarified the situation. Under a picture of a waving flag, the editor announced, "Glorious news." Three columns on the first page told the story of what had occurred at Gettysburg, predicting that the rebels must soon ground their arms and submit to the federal authority. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.